You are now tuned in to Heat Check with Ty Slatter and Antonio Turner, right here on GTA Sports Network. Follow GTA Heat Check on Twitter and Instagram. Subscribe to the YouTube channel, GTA Sports Network, and check out GTASportsNet.com for all things basketball. Hello, everyone. This is Ty Slatter.
Antonio Turner.
And this is another edition of GTA Heat Check, NBA Finals edition, brought to you by GTA Sports Network. Make sure you follow GTA Sports Network, GTA Heat Check, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Subscribe to your channel, GTA Sports. And don't forget GTASportsNet.com for all things the world of sports. Game one is in the books. How you feel?
I mean,
give us the real, man. Because
my prediction was right.
Your prediction was right.
It was right.
An ugly win, though.
I didn't like what I saw.
You don't like how they got it.
I don't like how they got it at all. At all.
All right. We got to break it down. So, first quarter, Steph Curry drops 21.
Six threes.
I thought it was seven, but yes, we'll go with six.
Well, it was six in the first.
Okay, right.
Yeah, seven total.
Damn, that's how cold he got then.
Yeah.
That's definitely how cold he got. He, you know, for him to go that hot that in that one quarter and then cool off.
Well, what do you have? 24 and a half. Only scored 10 more points the rest of the game.
I'm going to start off first quarter. The first thing I saw that really scared me with Boston is, and we're not even going to get into Tatum. I'm going to save Tatum for later because that's a whole segment by himself. I didn't like the fact that when the Golden State Warriors switched on offense, there was points in the first quarter where Robert Williams was standing out in no man's land trying to guard Curry. And I'm like,
and that's how you lose.
Y'all expect Time Lord to guard Steph at the three? How?
And what'd he do?
Lit him up.
Exactly. Quick little crossover, step back.
Then there was like two or three of those threes that he made. Nobody was guarding him. Not even Marcus Smart. Like, they left him wide open. I'm like, is this a strategy? Like did anybody have to draw this up? When do we leave Curry open? Not wide never. Open. You guard him at the parking lot. As soon as he get off the bus.
Marcus Smart, Tatum, Brown, all y'all guard. I'm putting three people on him.
You guard him at the tunnel. You guard him when he's getting it. As soon as he gets suited up to go out to the before he do his pregame.
Well, he can hit it from the tunnel.
Lock his ass up.
You guard him in the locker room. Anywhere he can't shoot the basketball, man, you guard him.
They left him open two or three different times. I said, wait a minute.
There was a video a couple months ago on Instagram about it.
Yeah, for real.
He was asleep. He was like, you already guarding me, man? Yes.
Yes.
I'm guarding you.
I seen, not for real. What's so funny about a really good joke is when it's truth in it, right?
Yeah.
That's the truth. When it comes to Steph, you guard him as soon as he wakes up out of his sleep. You got to put clamps on him.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, I will say, because I don't want to make this a bashing thing. They did figure it out. They definitely shut him down.
What they did was Marcus Smart said, no. We're not switching nothing. That's what they got to do. Marcus Smart can't switch off of him.
He has to stay on him.
And if he switch off, it got to be JB or Tatum.
It has to be somebody long.
That's the only other two options.
That was my first quarter issue. I didn't have a problem with the Warriors. They were doing what Warriors do. They looked like their old selves the first quarter.
Well, in the second, though, is what cost them.
Yeah.
Because they had the lead.
They did.
They was up, like 8 or 9 going to the second.
They did.
And Boston
then
came
Steph,
back.
Steph didn't score the whole second quarter.
Yeah, well, they sat him, and then he only scored like 2 or 3 points.
Because Steph's known for wanting to play the first and the third. So, like, do you think that was a strategy or?
Well, because that's when they give him his rest. He plays the whole first. Mm-hmm. He gets them 3-4 minutes in the second, and now he's coming in cold. They're usually playing passive in the second. He's usually giving up to Clay or Poole or somebody.
Okay.
That's usually the go-to. And it costs them because they was down 2. going into halftime, and I don't know how.
Oh, man.
Boston weren't really doing that much in the second.
No, but the lead wasn't big enough for them to take that much of a rest. They took a rest like they was up 20 and they was only up 9.
Well, they left. Yeah. Oh, you're talking about Golden State?
Yeah.
Boston left most of their starters in Tatum and Brown. Both.
When I look at the box score, Boston put up the same amount of points in first and second. They put up 28 in each quarter. And Golden State put up 32 in the first and only put up 22 in the second. So that's how Boston ended up getting the lead. They put up more buckets in the second. Not by much, though. It wasn't like an onslaught.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. They was up. Whatever.
They saved the onslaught for the fourth quarter. We'll get to that.
That was disrespectful.
That we'll get to that. Now, that was an onslaught, right?
Yeah, because the third quarter, they was up.
Third quarter, Golden State.
Went back up again.
Up 38 points to 24 points from Boston in the third.
They was up 14. Or
but
12.
That fourth quarter, oh my God!
He
done
a fourth at that.
40 points to 16. That's how you lose a game. That's called taking your foot off the gas or running out of gas, whatever you want to call it. There was no gas in the tank in the fourth. Magic mentioned something at halftime. Magic Johnson. He mentioned on NBA Countdown that he was afraid that might happen. He was afraid that Golden State had too much of a break, that they'd be fatigued. He said, because at halftime, he said,
that's usually how it is, in my opinion.
He said, going into the half, right in the set, he said, a lot of players out there grabbing their shorts and, you know, they looking fatigued. You know, that rest is usually pretty crucial. He's like, I don't know about that rest.
Yeah, I don't like rest like that. If it was me either, I wouldn't like that.
Yeah.
Like, forever rest.
So,
they had a week off.
He kind of alluded to it, like, that might cost them. That might be a problem.
Yeah.
But everybody else, like Stephen A., Jalen Rose, Mike Wilbon, you know, all these guys were like, oh, no, Steph's going crazy. The Warriors, they got it. We ain't worried about it. They're going to figure it out.
Yeah.
You know, there were times in the second half where it looked like the Warriors did figure it out. And I think the third quarter was exactly what I predicted it was going to be.
Yeah, I think in the fourth, they were just trying to hold on.
Yeah.
And they weren't going for it.
Nah.
Especially about 8 minutes into the 8 minutes left.
I want to give a shout out to Marcus Smart. Before I get to Al Horford, because Al Horford, he gets his own spotlight for what he did.
He won a ring.
We know. But Marcus Smart, during the third quarter, Marcus Smart was on the bench most of that quarter. And remember, I mentioned to you that they said I don't know if anybody paid attention to it. And before halftime, Tatum launched a football pass cross court to him, launched it, and he was running for it. And
So they called that bounce. Yeah.
They said he blew a tire, and I'm like, last time I heard that, I instantly thought of DeMarcus Cousins.
Well, remember, he hurt his ankle, remember, in the last series on top of that.
Right. So I'm like,
he twisted his ankle.
So when he fell, did they confirm, was that his ankle or his knee?
I don't know, but I'm guessing it probably still had something to do with the ankle he'd already hurt last series.
Because I thought he was hobbling a little bit, and they basically didn't play him the whole third quarter.
They didn't play him until, like, the eight-minute mark in the fourth.
That's what I'm saying.
I was with Kenny.
We was talking about it at that point.
Exactly.
Notice how the game changed. The Celtics' identity changed the moment he got back on the court. I believe I'm gonna go on record and say, had Marcus Smart not came back out there, Golden State would have ran away with game one.
Yeah.
Not taking nothing away from Al Horford. But Al Horford wouldn't get those looks if Marcus Smart was on the bench.
Yeah.
And the only reason I say that is because Derrick White, as good as he is, he's not a pass first point. He's a shooter. He's looking for a shot. He's not looking for a
point. He has zero pressure on him, so nobody thinking about Derrick White.
Wasn't nobody watching no film on Derrick White. Not this series.
He can hit the three. You know what I'm saying? We know he's going to shoot it, but.
But he's like a J.J. Redick.
Mm-hmm.
You let him do what he going to do. He don't do that every game. We're not working. We're not worried about Derek White.
He's not as hot as J.J. Redick, but yeah, I know what you're saying.
Tatum is our target no matter what, whether he's hot or cold. Do not let him get hot. Nah, for real. That was Kerr. That was Kerr going into the game where he's like, look, I don't care if he's hot or cold. Lock his ass up.
That's exactly what they did.
Lock him up.
That's exactly what they did.
Tatum, do not give that man an ounce of oxygen. Cut him off at the lungs.
So what was he? Cut him off. 3 of 17, all right?
3 of 17, man. 12 points, 12 points.
5 rebounds,
13 assists. You have more assists than points, and you the star, you the franchise. That's a problem.
And who your inspiration? Who your mentor?
Mamba.
Mamba ain't going for nothing like
Mamba
that.
Mamba ain't going for that.
I know he'd be like, he'd say, ain't no I in team, but there's
a me in team, though.
Exactly. Like,
I'm going to
get my 25 and 13 assists, not 12 and 13.
So, okay. You're a Tatum fan. Yeah. I got to ask you. You take this game, and in the post game, of course, he's like, look, all I wanted was to get the win. If I don't score well the whole series and we win the series, I'm okay with that.
I mean, I would be happy with that too.
Because that means your team carried you.
Yeah, exactly. That's not a good thing.
That means JB, the number two option, carried you.
Exactly. And talking about JB, his game wasn't much better.
No, it wasn't. I will say this. Jaylen Brown had a good first and a good fourth.
Yeah.
Because he was going 3 for 3. Him and Marcus Smart was going back and forth with Stephen Clay in the first quarter.
Yeah.
It was like three.
Yeah. In between that, it was bad.
But that second and third, JB
was trash.
JB was awful.
Going into the fourth, his blitz was terrible.
It was. But he showed up at the end. He hit the clutch, Gene.
Unsung hero is Al Horford.
I wouldn't even call him unsung. Unsung hero would be more of a Robert Williams.
Yeah,
you can make a case for Derek White. You can make a case for Marcus Smart.
Grant Williams,
not so. He did all right.
I'm talking about in general, if you call
it. But as far as game one goes, now the whole playoff series, you can make a case for all those role players. I'm not taking nothing away from what they've done. Everybody played their role to get them to this point, right?
Yeah.
But in game one, this one game we're focusing on today for this, the unsung hero could easily be Robert Williams for all the blocks he had. He had multiple. Jaylen Brown, Marcus Smart for carrying the offense. As a playmaker and a defender. Dude, him and JB both had plays where they blocked the shot on one side and either made a dunk or a three going the other way on the very next possession off the turnover. So
that's what they need to do is that to win, though. They need that from Marcus Smart and JB. Because I don't guarantee that Al Horford is going to give me 26.
No. And all
Derek White had 21. I guarantee he ain't gonna give me 21 again.
I don't want to call him an unsung hero because he got the love, love from the media last night and this morning. Oh my God. Yeah.
Well, because everybody called him old once he left. Once he didn't play in OKC, he was called old.
Yeah, they called him washed.
Yeah, he didn't play at all. And
he went five of seven from three.
Yeah. Well, it's like the problem with that is like what he did in the last series against Miami.
Yep.
That one game.
That one big game.
And after that, you got me rebounds. That's what you was doing out there for, rebounds.
If we're going to compare this series to the Miami series, one could argue that all you need is one good game from Al Horford to carry you and steamroll you through.
Well, absolutely.
It's been proven it works.
Right.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it, right?
Yeah, right. And okay. And apparently I made a mistake because I thought the game was in Boston.
Yeah, we all did.
Because I thought it was based off of the seed, not the most wins.
I guess it's based off record now.
Yeah, exactly. Somebody told me it's been – I said there's no way it's been like that. It has been off of seeds. But whatever, I still have Boston one in game one. Because they have to get one.
You get that part right. No.
They have to get one. You said game two, but whatever. We both got them getting one.
Trying to find that place that defines your look? Check out Jay's Classic Cuts. Need a taper fade, more drip for your waves, or maybe a crispy lineup for your dreads and braids? One cut from John the Barber, how you feeling like the Godfather? Book your look with Jay today on the Cut app. Jay's Classic Cuts, located 1387 Shaylin Avenue, Suite E. It's Ty Slider with GTA Sports. Hello everyone, this is Ty Slider from GTA Sports. It's 2022, time for something new. New age elements, stay true and be authentically you. Usher in the new ways your way. Wear your story with pride. Vintage and modern vibes with the creators in mind. Special collections coming soon, so stay tuned. NAElements.net, invest in your best. You are now tuned in to Heat Check with Ty Slider and Antonio Turner, right here on GTA Sports Network. Follow GTA Heat Check on Twitter and Instagram. Subscribe to the YouTube channel, GTA Sports Network. And check out GTASportsNet.com for all things basketball.
Yeah, we had them tying the series up. I don't think the Warriors are going to do that again. They're not going to let they fall off the gas
Sunday. They not losing Sunday.
Nah.
I ain't going to lie. They might bust them by 20. They might be mad.
Can I ask you a question? If I'm Steph, I'm pissed. I shot 50% from the field, 50% from the three. I dropped 34, and we lost.
He needs – Jordan Poole had a terrible game.
He did. God.
He had 9 points. Yeah.
That ain't going to cut it.
Klay had 15.
That ain't going to cut it.
Who else? I think Andrew Wiggins had a good game, but
– Andrew had 20, but that's it.
Yeah, exactly.
20 and 5.
Exactly.
Otto Porter had a good game though, 12-4 for his first game back.
He didn't miss a three till after his fifth three.
Yeah, he was hot. Hey, Otto Porter was on fire.
Well, because ain't nobody guarding Otto Porter. That's the real reason.
Nobody was watching no film on Otto Porter either.
He was hurt. Nobody. I don't know why they activated Gary Payton. They didn't even play him.
Well, he won that award, so they, you know.
Yeah, I guess
it was media. It was media. Mm-hmm. But I have to ask you, I don't want to get too far away from this because I want to focus in on the Celtics for a second. Being that they did win game one, and it definitely caught a lot of us by surprise. Those of us that didn't have them winning game one. If you're Jason Tatum, because you're a Jason Tatum guy, what do you focus on for the next 24, 48 hours for game two? What can he do differently? To get better,
he was being passive. No, me passive.
He was jacking up shots.
I know, but he was being passive. He was hesitant on the shots though. First, he would think about if he wanted to shoot it. He would pump it. Like, what? Just shoot the ball. You, Jason Tatum. What you got to be nervous about? Don't be scared.
First finals jitters, maybe.
Yeah, but you're 25. You ain't got no pressure.
That's true.
I mean, and you're away. So you really got no pressure on the road on game one. He was being super, super tentative. I'm talking to my boy Ken that was with me. He was like, what is he doing? Bro, he would like think about shooting a three, then he would pass. Oh my God. He'd think about taking it in for a layup and then pass. Take the ball and take the foul. Granted, on some of them they would score on the assist, but you had it first and then you've been passive. Granted, the defense will collapse if you take it in, but they you're already taking it in. You're already going up half layup and pass in the middle of a layup. Open, bro. I saw three open threes that he hesitated on. Two he missed and one he passed because he hesitated. So he waited so long.
So you're basically saying, just to make sure I understand this, that he has to be more aggressive.
Yeah.
And that'll get him more points.
Yeah. Because now I don't think Andrew Wiggins is cool, but.
Andrew Wiggins was blocking.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, Andrew Wiggins is a good defender, but he ain't stopping
Jason. Andrew Wiggins was knocking ball out of people's hands.
Exactly. Like they said the same thing. I read the thing about because Andrew Wiggins was guarding Luka. And okay. It was like, dude, Luka still shot 48% from the field. What are you talking about?
see, I wasn't too like, oh, I didn't feed into the hype of that. I was like, okay, yeah, he's holding his own. He's not getting like clowned.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying though. But when I read the
thing, but he's not stopping anything.
Right, that's what I'm saying. People make it seem like Andrew Wiggins could stop Jason Tatum. And I saw the stat about Luka, and he guarded Luka 80% of the time, and Luka still averaged 40.
That's Luka, you know, set a playoff record. I mean,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. He averaged 40, 10, and 8.
Are you really stopping somebody from breaking records? If they're breaking records, no.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Andrew, he's a defender. He gonna play defense, but he ain't stopping nobody. He ain't making it look like he a stopper. He's not that. He ain't Draymond Green.
No, no. And Draymond really Green wasn't healthy. Draymond Green last night.
He really
night.
Didn't play either, to be honest.
Can I, like, why was Dre taking so many shots last night?
Because he was open. But there was a reason why he was open.
They left him open for a reason. He was cold.
Bro, he shot three cold. Threes. He shot three open threes, and they just let him shoot the threes. They knew they was going to miss.
We all knew they was going to miss. The world knew they was going to miss. The fans knew he was going to miss.
Al Horford just backed off of. He was like, yeah, go ahead, man.
Go ahead and shoot that.
Go ahead and shoot that, man. You're not. Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to get your board. I'm going to let you shoot that. I'm going to be over here on the other side.
I'm going to grab your board and initiate the pass to the offense.
Hell, Draymond should have umpteen assists for Boston because most of the points are off his misses. Right. So they should have a stat for that.
That could be Clay and Jordan Poole fault, though.
Yeah.
Draymond was 2 of 12. That's too many shots, first of all, for Draymond Green.
Yeah, he's taking shots out of somebody else's hand at that point.
So basically, you need a legit 20 from Clay.
I need 25 from
Jordan Poole or Clay, you need 25. You pick whichever one. And then another 20 from another one.
And then Steph, you gave me what
30.
Steph gave me what I needed from him.
Exactly. So they the average.
Huh?
It's really hard to give Steph any slander.
I was say, ain't no slander for Steph. I don't have none.
Except for him getting locked up.
Yeah, he did get clamped up later.
When you put up 24 points in a quarter or 21, whatever it was.
What you think gonna happen? They head hunting at that point. They're like, you know what? We gotta stop this man.
I can live with anybody else beating us at this point, but you.
Yeah, but him. Yeah, shut him down. Like, somebody, anybody.
You need game 6 Clay to come up in game 2.
Ooh. You asking Clay to pull the game 6 out in game 2?
I mean,
at this point, they should be motivated. You know what? You said what now?
I was gonna say either him or Jordan Poole.
Oh wow.
But Jordan Poole is
nah, you good. I gotta delete some shit.
Oh yeah, but Jordan Poole is up and down too.
Say what now?
Jordan Poole is up and down like Tatum sometimes.
Yeah.
One game he'll get you 35, next game he'll get you 9 like he did last night.
Crazy.
I think they're going to be on, though, because they're not going down 0-2. I don't see that happening.
Nah.
I would be almost shocked.
Nah, he shouldn't have.
I would almost be shocked.
Nah, they shouldn't. They shouldn't. I think Clay's going to do what he needs to do. And I think I was going to say before I got distracted was that Steve Kerr should motivate them and be like, hey, y'all need this.
So, do you see the video?
Which one?
On Instagram, Steve Kerr going to Boston when they was down 3 in the commercial break. He said, hey, we're doing all right now, guys. We just got home from not hitting threes. As soon as they come back in, they hit a 3 and top the game.
Right.
Mark, I think it was Marcus Smart, and then Al Horford hit the other 3 after that to take the lead. They hit back-to-back 3s. But it was literally right after. And
I did see that. He said, we need to get a stop. Now Al Horford hit the 3 after that.
Yeah, exactly.
I did see that.
I was on the floor. I was like, dang.
What can you do?
Right.
What can you do?
But Draymond said the best of them. He said they were 18 of 23 from 3.
Right.
them three guys alone were 18 of 23. Derek White, Marcus Smart, and Al Horford. If you're the Warriors, you got to live with you. I can live with that.
Yeah.
If I'm the Warriors, that means because they held Tatum to one and JB to two. Or to zero. I don't think Jaylen Brown got anything, actually. So they held their best two players with 1-3.
Pretty much.
And I can live with that. That's what Draymond said. You really think that's going to happen again? It's basically what he said. He was like,
he said we got beat by Al Horford, Marcus Smart, Derek White.
Right. He was like, they're good players, but
they're good shooters. We'll be fine.
We can live with that.
He didn't say Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown.
Exactly.
The two guys that we really care about.
Right, exactly. We held them to like 30% shooting.
No threat.
Exactly. Yeah, zero.
So I think, man, what else we got to add to this, man?
I think that's really about it, though, ain't it, from the finals.
Do we still got Warriors in six or Boston in seven?
No, I'm not. Boston's not going back to Golden State in seven games. And winning that, I could almost guarantee you that.
If Boston gonna win, they got winning in five.
If Boston gonna win, they got winning in six.
So you got Golden State winning two games.
I got Golden State winning in six.
No, I'm saying if Boston wins, you got Golden State winning two games.
Yeah.
So they have still won in Boston.
Yeah, they are.
So we're gonna have an even score. Both teams are gonna steal a game on the road.
Mm-hmm. And then they're gonna come back here close to 2-2-1-1-1. I mean, a lot of people say it's going seven. I don't see it going. Only reason to go seven because the NBA got something to do with.
Somebody pulls some strings. Like, look, man, I need y'all to extend the series.
I'm like, hey, man, I ain't ready for it to end yet, man. Go ahead, do one more. Man.
Well, it's possible.
But you still going to go to state, though, ain't you? Uh-oh. You about to change it.
Nah.
That's a dark horse. Your dark horse is in Boston anyway.
Dark horse is shining right now. That's what's so crazy. I've been right so far. It's like I didn't expect them to do that. I'm like, I have to see it again. You have to find a way to beat Steph again for me to switch my pick. And even then, I might still ride to the end because – the Warriors are the more experienced team. The Warriors have depth. They got a better roster.
They do.
Championship experience doesn't even need to be explained.
They got a better coach.
As of right now, they got a better coach. So this is you know what though? I will say
I like Udoku, but he's not better than Steve Kerr.
This is gonna be Steve Kerr's greatest championship. As a coach, if he wins,
it would be absolutely would be.
This will prove better than 2015. Better than the first one.
That's the only other one I could go with because I don't. The KD one, the KDs don't count.
Y'all ain't need no coach for that. Y'all ain't need no coach.
I could coach. KD, Steph, go do your thing.
There's no coach in that.
That's what I said. This one. Only reason it's a better story.
It's a better story.
This one's a better story than the first one.
And the players are older.
Yeah, Clay, and what they went through. That's what I'm saying.
Clay's been gone for, right. I'm saying Clay's been gone for 2 years. Steph got hurt. Dre got hurt. Dre's a lot older and a lot slower. The roster's not as like unstoppable as they once was. They're not like they were light years ahead of the league.
Yeah.
Then the league caught up to them and then passed them for a couple years. They were at the bottom. Now they've risen back up to the top. So if he wins this one, however many games it takes, I want to see what type of adjustment Steve Kerr makes now.
Yeah.
This loss is a lesson. You have an opportunity to go back to the drawing board, get creative with your schemes, players will be motivated because now they got a vendetta. Like,
and they down.
No, this young ass team didn't just whoop our ass at home. They stole this one from us.
Basically in one quarter. Basically in the fourth, too.
They came in your house and stepped on your couch with some muddy shoes.
They basically got to do what Boston just did.
Yep.
Use everybody but Steph. But the crazy part is,
Poole need to go off. Iggy, Otto Porter, Dre, Looney.
The worst part about that is you still got double Steph if he don't go off.
Yeah, you can't leave him open.
Because he can still hit it, the three.
That's facts.
At home, too, because he going to shoot it way better at home than he is on the road, obviously. He got the crowd.
No question.
But I can see Clay and Jordan Poole both going for 20-plus. And you got Curry over here just chilling in the corner. He going to have, like, an efficient 25. He's going to be like, dang, I didn't know Steph had 25.
Exactly.
Going to be like a quiet 25. You ain't going to notice because the other two will be going off.
Right.
Because at this point, I'm about to start all three of them.
Yeah.
In a minute, I'm starting all three. All three, Andrew Wiggins at the four, Draymond at the five. Kevin Looney, you got to come off the bench. I'm sorry.
Somebody
I need all the firepower I can get right now.
We need all shooters on the starting line.
I'm gonna spread them out. That's the big adjustment I would make. Spread them out.
What kind of defense would you run with that? With that lineup?
What kind of defense can you run with that? Hope and prayer.
Two three zones working for him. That's the only thing I'd run. Zones.
But I know they didn't play a lot together. All three didn't play a lot together yesterday.
True.
It was always two of them. It was always like it's usually Clay and Jordan Poole together.
Yeah, or Jordan Poole and Steph. Yeah, I did see that.
But remember all three of them.
Yeah, you gotta run with all three of them.
I'm running all three of them and see what they could do with it.
Okay. Tone Lone Oak Fan yet.
Instagram, Tone_Fresh08.
This Ty Sletter has been GTA Heat Check, Finals Edition, GTASportsNet.com.
Thank you for tuning in to Heat Check with Ty Sletter and Antonio Turner. Follow GTA Sports Network on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, GTA Sports Network. You can follow GTA Heat Check on Twitter and Instagram. And check out GTASportsNet.com for all things basketball.